Scatman's Avenue.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose. The life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population St. Germain.
Dan St. Germain, welcome to the show.
Man, it's great to be back in town.
You are great to be here. I am happy that you're here, brother.
It's great to be friend of show.
Yeah, you are friend of show,
was
always.
St. Germain the patron saint of...
Roasting.
Roasting?
Patron saint of roasting.
Yeah, grain alcohol?
I think it was probably grain alcohol. Okay, I think those two things
falling
go...
Falling down drunkenness?
Yeah, all those things go together. Just ruining birthday parties. Patron saint of ruining
the
your
children's
birthday
party. The patron saint of your uncle showing up drunk at your kid's 4-year-old's birthday party, which I think
I brought a gift.
No,
I bought my gift. I didn't bring it.
My gift is me. My gift is in my other car. You only have one car.
Who
Uncle
wants
Dan.
To drive my car?
Nope.
They're four.
Uncle Dan. They're four.
Yeah. Okay, they'll take.
I'll
two
show you how to smoke cigarettes the safe way.
No, there is no safe way, Uncle no, Dan.
Can you make a ring? When you blow it out,
no,
nope. I can make a ring.
Stop. I can any nap. Of you don't start saying that? Well, the world is getting dumber, Dan St. Germain. I know you're out there and you see it.
Well, I'm getting dumber by the moment.
Right, we are getting dumber. Yeah. So the only way to fight back is through comedy. Our great fans send us these wonderful stories.
We got one story.
One story, one shot. Let's jump into it right away because we got Dan, and then we'll talk about what Dan St. Germain has going on.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Sent in by Hannah Knoll. At Hannah underscore Knoll, N-O-E-L, 27.
And I do have the Hannah Knoll theory.
Yeah.
Really?
Which is that it was more than one shooter.
Oh.
And they were on
I thought we were going to go Hannah Knoll.
On the Hannah Knoll.
Hannah Knoll sounds like a romance novel.
It's the first Hannah Knoll.
Yeah. Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville. We haven't done a lot of stories from Louisville, but they're coming from there.
A Kentucky man. Claims,
this is already good. This
it's
is
already
when,
good.
This you is when you're surrounded by dumbness. And in fact, the Kentucky man, I don't. Maybe we'll maybe
might be
we'll
the smartest
this.
Guy in yes. this whole thing.
Yeah,
okay,
but maybe I haven't thought about it. Yeah. He could be dumb too. A Kentucky man claims his employer, the manager of a Hampton Inn in Hazard,
Hazard County.
That's where the Duke boys.
Them Duke boys
punished him for not submitting to an exorcism and failing to fill. Out of form, asking questions about his religious beliefs and sexual habits.
Hang on a second.
Wow.
Is that part of the Hampton Inn's hiring practices?
You got to go through an exorcism.
It definitely isn't for the Red Roof Inn. They'll take whatever whatever demonic spirit wants to work there.
Have you ever seen a Red Roof Inn?
I put
Hampton
the red
Inn
in
is
the
like, are we going to hire him? I don't know. Has he filled out the exorcist form?
They folded my towels into a pentagram.
Oh!
What does that mean?
You just go in and the girl's like puncturing herself with the remote. So you're like, oh, right. Come on. I got to use that afterwards.
Out, demon, out.
You guys, I stayed at a Red Roof Inn on my tour.
Yeah.
And,
my man.
There's a menu in the Red Roof Inn.
Different ways to kill yourself in the room.
No.
You can do Harry Carey.
It lists the price of everything. It says, we know how much our guests love our items, so just in case you decide to keep anything, here's how much we'll be charging you. And it's fitted sheet, flat sheet, comforter, curtains, towels, because they're just used to people stealing stuff,
like,
I guess.
We're going to tell you what you're going to be paying.
Dan, you steal our towels.
We always say if the TV is screwed into the...
And bolted down, then you know that it's not a great hotel.
Right, agreed. Yeah, it was one of those deals where we were like going to be there for 5 hours because I wanted to get up and keep going to Orlando. So I could go to Disney World. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't care. Just wherever
Red
it's close.
We'll how many sheets did you buy?
Dude, I bought everything.
You got a whole set? Whole menu.
You know what? I bought the menu.
Give me everything for the menu.
How much was the menu?
$2.
Yes.
Menu's $2.
A Kentucky man claims, his employer, the manager of a Hampton Inn, punished him for
you
not submitting to an exorcism.
Mm-hmm.
In a religious discrimination lawsuit, Leslie County resident Jason Fields claims he was harassed shortly after being hired as a front desk employee in June 2016 when his manager, Sharon Linden, found out he was getting divorced. So wait. He's working at a Hampton Inn.
Usually in Kentucky, it's just if you're Jewish. They're yeah, like, we exactly. need an exorcism.
You got it. Let's get the horns off. Let's file them down.
File them down.
Cut that tail off. Because he's getting a divorce, she's like, wow. You need an exorcism.
Wow. Sharon.
Is that her way of saying, I need you inside of me? Like, no, is that come on? Because you're getting divorced means, oh, you're working the night shift. Right. You don't have anyone to go back to now.
Yeah. Right.
You'll take overnight, Jason.
Sharon, according to the suit filed March 21st in Perry Circuit Court, told Fields she was a member of the Common Bond Christian Fellowship Ministries. That's too long as well.
Yeah.
The CBD,
that
CBCFM.
Definitely includes like robes and weird masks.
Oh, yeah.
Am
yeah,
I right?
For sure.
Oh, and probably letting a snake bite you.
I noticed that. Like, you know how crazy religion is? Like, because every single, whether it's like Judaism, Islam, Christianity, Buddhism, as soon as you get to the level of looking like a wizard, it's gone off track.
And it's,
the train has gotten off track.
The longer the robe, the more fucked up.
Wild Wild Country. He started getting those long robes. Like,
you're
like,
this is it.
Now look, you're
going to ask to fuck my wife next.
That's yep. right.
Now look, you want
17
meet,
Rolls Royces? Right.
You want to meet with people locally once a week and say, how are you doing? And then sit quietly yeah. and like hope for better things to happen in your life?
Great.
Fine.
We're all
yeah, sure.
Board.
Fine. Fantastic. I'm religious in that sense.
Right. But once we started getting into uniforms,
it's over.
Only wear this color.
And needing yeah. an animal. Once no, you need it. An animal or a uniform, you
You're
are
out. That religion has gone too far.
Need an animal yeah. off right. the rails.
What do you need a goat for, Dave?
No, right.
You don't want to answer
you
that.
Don't want,
right.
You don't want to answer that
you
question.
You need three women massaging your feet.
Yeah.
This religion's gone off the rails.
Off the rails.
Off the rails.
Off the rails.
Once you start recording people.
Yeah. You know, what was that one guy that, you know, the sarin, the cult in Japan that they dropped the sarin gas?
No.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
And yeah, they dropped the sarin gas, killed a bunch of people. He was selling water of his feet, like his feet soaked water.
Mm-hmm.
Website. That was like the holy water.
Foot water.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Sharon, according to the suit filed March 21st in the Perry Circuit Court, told Fields.
Think of how confident you would have to be like, I'm going to sell my foot water. I mean, there are moments where I'm like, Jay, should we be selling merch at the show?
I feel like Alex Jones does it for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure he does.
Yeah. She's
I have
told
a theory
him,
on that.
What?
No, just a conspiracy.
Oh,
it's an unproven theory.
She told him that she was a member of the Common Bond Christian Fellowship Ministries Ooh. In Hazard, and that the reason, quote, for his marital problems was that he had demons.
Yeah, well, maybe.
And I hope he was like, sure, and I'm trying to divorce one
That's
of
right.
them right now.
I'm exercising her as we speak. The courts aren't moving fast
or
enough.
Maybe you are the demon, man, Jason Fields. The suit, which names Sharon Linden and Hampton Inn as defendants, alleges that Jason Fields was told if he was going to work for Sharon, he had to be cleansed. Sharon, don't fuck around.
And Sharon,
that's in quotes. That's
here's,
in quotes.
Here's the deal, Sharon. You can do this if we're at the Linden.
Right.
But you work for the Hampton Inn, bro. That's not your office.
That's not your
outfit.
You don't speak for the Hampton Inn, but apparently she does, because now you can rope Hampton Inn here.
I did a gig at the Fairfield Inn in Connecticut in February.
Uh-huh.
And they had like, you know, they have like a mini comedy club there in Connecticut. And I didn't realize that like the thing that they were like, that one of the 9/11 hijackers stayed there.
No.
Whoa.
So that everybody was kind of keeping fame. That. Yeah, and I was like, hey, can you show me where the room is?
No.
And they're like, no, it's not around anymore. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's definitely
it is
around.
But you don't want that room.
Yeah.
God. Ugh.
She also said she had been cleansed 3 or 4 times, and it was similar to an exorcism.
All right.
No. Fine. I just fucking work here and put a name tag on. We're not.
Do you want me to serve the cookies warm or not? That's literally
right.
what the question should
right.
be.
That's it.
By the way, it's not like he came into work and was like, you must bow down like to Satan and you're in room. Do you want 2 keys or 1?
Right.
It wasn't like he was.
He made the mistake of in the break room being like going through a divorce.
Going through a divorce. Yeah. He shouldn't have said it. As I mentioned, he wasn't arranging the muffins in the shape of a pentagram. He was not doing that. He was just showing up, mentioned offhand, I'm going through a thing.
Told people when the shitty continental breakfast was.
And was probably doing great.
Right.
Because he was happy to be away from his divorce.
You're like, sure, I'm casually eating a baby while I tell you this.
Right.
Nothing to
that.
Do.
Yes,
the head is very soft.
I stabbed a virgin man yesterday.
I'm sorry.
So what? Where was I? Okay. In addition, Fields was given a form to fill out with questions about his religious background, if he had lustful thoughts, whether he was conceived out of wedlock had been sexually abused, and if he had ever, quote, made a pact with the devil.
You know what that's called?
I wish I could see this question.
Do you know what that's called? That's actually a W-3.
Yeah, that's not a W-9.
You've heard a W-9, a W-2. That's a W-3.
That's the
right
Wonderlic test. That's a W-3.
Good Lord.
She has this form, and I don't think she made it.
That ministry.
It's her ministry. Yeah.
Fellowship.
Guys, I want to see these forms.
Someone
so
get us
bad.
This form. Please.
If you could get one of these forms, and next time you're in a club, switch them out for all the comment cards.
Oh, my God.
That'd be great.
Hey, guys, we've got some forms we want you to fill out.
We've
on
never
the
gotten better feedback.
This guy made a pact with the devil, but he wants to come see another show.
Yeah. All I know is they book Craig Shoemaker 6 times next year.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll dig more into this and talk to Dan about what he's up to right after these messages.
Stick around, make a sound, there's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Our guest on the show is the great Dan St. Germain. We've seen him roast people. We have read his writing. He's a fantastic writer and a great stand-up.
Sir. He has a new album that's new-ish. It's been out a little bit. People can pick it up.
It is. Yeah, No Real Winners here on 800 Pound Gorilla Records. Available on all streaming services and my website, danstgermain.net, where you can also get my dates.
Come nice. On. Get
come
those
check,
dates
check
and get
him
that
out live. Very, very good.
I recently was watching online. I saw a great, I think, video of you at the Cellar. Was there a recent video of you?
I cut my own I did that live at the Comedy Cellar show they did on Comedy Central.
Great.
and they cut up something nice for me there, but then I also, like, the Cellar records all your sets,
which is awesome.
Good, so you can just be like, hey, can I get that set, and I'm gonna cut this out and I'm gonna just release it. And I was
and
like, I've had
cool
this bit for a while, it's not been on TV, let me just fucking throw it out.
By the way, funny, even dude. If it's been on TV and
I've done that too. I just cut my old, like, half hour special closer and I just put it out.
Yeah,
I was like, fuck it.
We're starting to do that on Instagram, and because I feel like if you can't even on your Instagram put a bunch of your content on there, people
right.
can just noodle around and see like 40 minutes of your stand-up over time. And
yeah,
I think that's
absolutely.
A good thing.
I mean, I just did that for the, you know, I'm doing the Ric Flair roast at the end of the month, and I did the Bruce Pritchard roast.
Woo!
Last time. Woo!
Woo!
I did. How many times will that be said?
It'll be done. I've already, me and Mike Lawrence started doing jokes, and we realized we had the same woo joke. And we're like, all right, one of us is getting to that first.
One of these woos is going to get killed. One of these woos is going to die, just like Ric Flair.
Yeah, just
soon.
Like that.
He's going to die soon.
And Mike is so great. I got my ass kicked at roast battling. Like, I can't roast battle for shit, but I do have fun when I get asked to, like, do the dais for shit.
That's right.
Which is very, you know, few and far between. But for some reason, I found a whole, like, a niche in this wrestling world. But yeah, it's
amazing. And they can be made fun of because they're such big personalities and they have huge blind spots. You can just go after all of them.
Oh, it's anybody who thinks a comedian is a fuck up, just read any pro wrestler's Wikipedia page.
That's it. And then
it's insane.
Where is that going to be taking place?
Caesar's Palace.
And it's going to be on the Fight Network.
On the Fight Network.
Wow.
Fantastic.
FightTV.net.
And what's the date on that? That's
May 24th. It's Friday. It's at 6 p.m.
Great.
And it's all tied in with AEW. Is like they're doing their second pay-per-view, Double or Nothing.
Wow.
Which is going to be a huge pay-per-view.
Dude, enjoy that. And again, check
out
No Real Winners here. That's the album.
That's the album. And I have a podcast about wrestling, Total F and Marks, and All Things Comedy Network.
I love it, dude. Check all that stuff out. All right. So when we left this story.
Yeah.
This guy
man
was
asked to
fill
out
a form that is the most invasive, like it's worse than like.
Were you molested as a kid?
Have
did
you
make a
lustful thoughts?
Were you buried out of wedlock?
Yeah. Were you conceived out of wedlock?
Conceived
like,
out of wedlock.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I wasn't there.
My parents said no.
This is what happened.
What Jason if he responds to that, I wasn't there because I wasn't a being until I was a baby? Fired.
Right?
Them's fighting words.
Yeah, he writes back, it depends on what you consider a pact.
Yeah.
Maybe like a casual promise. I made a casual promise with the devil.
We were a super pack. We raised money for other devils.
I promised the devil I would work here until he turned you against the Lord.
Until he sent you down.
When Jason Fields refused to provide the form or undergo the exorcism, imagine all those conversations. I'm not doing it, Sharon.
No.
Sharon,
okay.
I'm not doing it.
Okay. Hey, you know what I'm doing? Organizing the keys.
Sharon,
is that okay?
Also, Sharon, If I made a pact with the devil, you think I'd be working at a fucking Hampton Inn?
That's the best he could get me. Not even an Embassy Suites.
I would at least be an Embassy Suites.
I'd be at a W in New York, okay?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Ian Schrager is the devil.
All right, sir. So the Continental Breakfast is tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 10. Please don't pay attention to the woman lighting candles in a circle around us.
Sharon, I'm trying to check someone in.
Get the hood off, Sharon. Sharon, stop spreading sage. Sage is not a bad thing.
When Fields refused to provide the form or undergo the exorcism, mm-hmm. his shift and job duties were changed.
Goodbye.
He was not allowed to take days off. That's against the law.
That's bullshit.
Did not receive a raise and was threatened with termination, according to the suit. Sharon is mean.
Also, he probably in some way is like, thank you, I'm about to get paid.
Yeah, this is the best thing that's ever happened
to him.
Because he made that pact with the devil.
That's right. So here's what I think. I do think this is an issue.
And the level delivers in the way of litigation.
I don't want to come down hard on the patriarchal society that has created many situations and a power differential. But Sharon and women, unfortunately, have not been in the position of power for long enough to know how to properly keep a man down.
You got to keep him down through... you can't just do it through forms.
This is going to take centuries, and hopefully we're auto-correcting right now, but
we are.
This is going to take centuries.
The pendulum is swinging
You can't go back to the Crusades.
No. Right. I mean, we men have had hundreds and centuries to know how
the craft
to keep
how to
a man
keep
down.
And women down.
She's going to have to learn how to do it.
She'll figure it out.
And there's growing pains.
Lyndon, quote, this is a quote, Lyndon made it clear to Jason Fields that absent his adherence to her religious beliefs, mm-hmm. specifically completing the packet, although I read it as specifically completing the G-damn packet.
The GD packet. Yeah. You get it. You GD get it
of
done.
Of questions and consenting to a cleansing, he would not be allowed to work at Hampton Inn, according to a lawsuit filed by the attorney,
sure.
Cheryl Lewis.
Cheryl.
Lewis did not immediately return a phone message. If I'm Cheryl Lewis, I'm all over this. Talk to everybody.
Sherry Lewis was the woman who had Lamb Chop. You know who Lamb Chop was?
Yeah.
The sock that would talk.
Song that never ends.
This is Cheryl Lewis.
Cheryl Lewis is like the one person Kim Davis tells to settle down. You know, like when they go to the Cracker Barrel, they're like, all right, Sharon, I think you're going a little nuts with this.
Sharon, they can't separate the
bacon,
onions,
and
green beans.
You cannot bring your own.
I want to order with her.
You cannot bring your own Riesling.
I'm going to talk shit.
Stop it.
My own Riesling.
No. Stop it.
I brought my own thermos.
No.
At least three times, the suit claims, Sharon brought parishioners from her church to the hotel lobby to pray for Jason Fields while he was working.
Oh my God.
All because he mentioned he was going through a divorce.
Imagine you're trying to check in.
Or imagine you're about to have an affair. Like you're two people having an affair.
And you're meeting
and you
at
meet
the
up
Hampton.
And then there's just people praying in the middle of the lobby. You're like, you're right, this was a bad idea. Let's go back to our husband and wife.
God doesn't want us to do
this. This is a sign. We should. God does not want us to
stay in a loveless marriage as opposed to deal with these religious freaks.
Just this like group of people holding little candles singing El Shaddai while you're trying to get a key for the bar.
Man, I just need an extra pillow. I'm right. So sorry.
While Fields did not participate, he was embarrassed. No shit you didn't participate, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
He was embarrassed and claims other employees overheard hotel guests talking about the incident. So they're like, oh, that's the guy who's got demons. Yeah, no, it's Sharon when she checked us in. She told us to steer clear of him.
Mm-hmm.
Jason eventually quit because of, quote, continuing harassment and discrimination, according to the suit.
He's going
to
make a lot of money.
Oh,
an employee at the Hampton Inn referred questions about the lawsuit to Sharon.
So
they were like, they talked to like Bart at the front desk, and he was like, you know what? I'm going to put you in touch with Sharon.
Sharon's going
to
handle this.
You
want
to talk to Sharon about all this.
Yeah, this is above my pay grade.
Who was not working when we tried to contact her. Mm-hmm. She did not immediately return a phone message seeking comment. Lyndon also could not be reached at her church. These people.
She's like,
they went
off the grid, as it were.
Man.
And the church is where she stays.
WDRB in Kentucky, they went after. They
WBRD in Kentucky.
Baby, if you ever wondered
about the demons inside of me, they're living in a Hampton Inn in Kentucky. Kentucky, WBD.
Yeah. In a statement, Hampton Inn said they oppose discrimination and will investigate, according to the Associated Press. The suit is seeking a jury trial. That's how confident they are.
There's going to be a settlement. There's going to be a settlement.
Monetary damages.
Dude, my bro's going to get paid.
How much do you think? That's it. That's what I got for the story. But let's get out of here just on that little idea. How much do you think they'll have to pay this guy?
$1 million to shut him up.
You think so?
Maybe they're praying for him while
it's not
going to
be more
working.
Than a million. It's not going to be more than a million because it's. But right. they're going to want it to
be,
go away.
Maybe like 600.
It'll be $500,000.
Yeah,
I think that's about
it'll
it.
It'll probably
be 500 and go down to 350, and it's like he's got to take.
You're
it.
Harassing him.
Yep.
You're demoting him.
You're not.
You're threatening with termination.
You're not giving him a day off.
You're not giving him a day off.
So there's worker infractions.
You're bringing people into his workplace to other people to harass him while he's working.
Hampton Inn. So next time you go to Hampton Inn. And it's $89.99 instead of $69.99. Yeah. This is why.
Blame this
blame
guy.
Blame this guy. Yeah.
Or blame this woman. And let's not blame the victim.
Let's blame this guy. Let's not blame the victim. All right. There you go.
It's a mini.
That's a mini. That's a show.
That's a hell of a show right there.
A hell of a show. Agreed. It's Dan St. Germain. Again, follow you on the Twitters.
DS Germain. But follow me on Instagram, Dan St. Germain.
And DanStGermain.net.
DanStGermain.net is a website, and I'm actually doing the Punchline next month. Rest in peace. I hope they find a new home.
Yeah.
And I'll be in Vermont, and I'm doing a Southern tour. I'll be around. So.
Yeah. All right, awesome. Check them out. Check them out live, and check out the album No Real Winners here. And if you can see him on the Ric Flair Rose, I'm sure it is going to be unreal. Yeah. Check that out. And, we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.